The Mix 99 WMYX, where the mix means variety. Dr. Debbie Warner is on the phone with us. Am I saying that? It's Warner, right?
Hi there, this is. How are you?
How are you, Doctor?
Fine.
Good. The book is Renovation Psychology, Putting the Home Team at Work.
And yes.
Our Jane Matinere here is going to be renovating her kitchen very soon.
Dr. Debbie, we're going to be gutting the kitchen in about a month.
Oh, boy.
What do I have to look forward to?
Well, it's pretty interesting. My book is about changing your patterns in your family and improving the strengths that you have as a team.
Okay.
And so as you're getting into your kitchen, you're going to be disrupting a lot of your usual routines. And that's a great opportunity to either fall apart or gain some strengths.
Yeah. Isn't there that famous old adage about if you like wallpaper a bathroom together, it's either going to ruin your marriage or it's going to make it much stronger?
Well, that's until now.
Until now.
Now there's a reference or a resource for people to actually get on the better side of those odds.
Well, Dr. Debbie, it's a very stressful time. You have disrupted it. You can't do the normal things like just go in the kitchen and make a bag of popcorn if you want. Your microwave isn't there and whatever. I mean, it really disrupts the family. What are some big mistakes that people make along the way of renovating the home?
A big mistake is to not think about your own needs ahead of time. Now, you're going to plan out your project, I'm sure. You know what time, when the cupboards are coming and when you'll gut the kitchen and when the plumber is going to come and that sort of thing. And that takes some good planning. That's a very important thing that you sit down and you do together. But there's a secondary set of plans that you also need to make that's about how you're going to live through it and what you're going to live like after it as well. Because if you start having rifts and tiffs about this project and start getting cranky with each other, you're going to be in a foul mood when you're done. So think about it ahead. Think about, do you have any eating issues? You know, do you want to try to stay to a particular kind of diet? Do you want to eat healthy while your kitchen's underway? Your kitchen could take a couple of weeks or even a couple of months. And so you want to plan...
Debbie, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, don't cry.
Not a couple of months. I can't take it.
Oh, that's too bad. It's not going to have to make you cry. Think ahead. What's your best part of your diet? How can you best maintain it? You want to be in sort of a picnic mentality so that you can set up basically a virtual kitchen somewhere else in your house, probably your living room or some other place in the common areas of your house, and maybe move your furniture around so you have one portion of that room that's dedicated to your kitchen.
Okay.
And if you're going to move your fridge in there, fine, or get a mini fridge from somewhere and put it in there and set up the right kinds of appliances. You want probably your crock pot. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you have a steamer or a bread maker or some of these things that lend to more healthy food. You want your microwave, probably. And how about maybe some things so that you support salad eating instead of chips? And instead of Pop-Tarts, maybe you're going to have that bagel with something healthy on it.
Jane was looking so forward to the chips and Pop-Tarts.
I was thinking, you know, KFC for a month.
Oh, no, you'll look terrible.
Well, you know, in what you say, it's important that you, when your kitchen is done, you want to look back at it and say,
wasn't that fun?
Hey, look at what we did.
Well, yeah, you might not say, wasn't it exactly fun, but maybe you'll say, weren't we resourceful?
We're talking to Dr. Debbie Warner. Oh, biggest pitfalls, biggest mistakes people make real quickly?
Oh, is forgetting to care about each other. You really need to take the time to check in with each other frequently and make sure that, you know, you're doing okay. You check in like you're a team, you know? You want to say, hey, you know, you need some water. You know, how about some rest? Can I get something for you? That needs to go both ways. It's a team.
With anything in life, it's all about good communication. Dr. Debbie Warner, the book is Renovation Psychology, Putting the Home Team to Work. Her website is renovationpsychology.com.
Thank you, Dr. Debbie.
You are very welcome.
Have a great day.
Care of it. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.